Welcome to a bonus episode of Sideline Judgment. My name is Sergio.
My name is Tyler. And
today we're talking about the spring game. Talking about the 35-30 spring game to the orange team.
Yes, go orange team.
Lots of... I wore blue today. Tyler, you wore orange.
I wore orange. I was on the winning side.
By default, that means you won.
Didn't even know we were playing.
Let's just get right into it, Tyler. Let's get right into it. We had a lot of questions going into this. Let's start with the biggest one. Who was going to replace Johnny Town? No, I'm kidding. let's start. the quarterback situation. We were talking about our options are Felipe Franks and Kyle Trask. Those are kind of the two front runners that we heard coming out of spring camp. And then also Emory Jones was kind of, there was an uncertainty as to what we were going to expect from it.
What we were going to see.
First drive started off with Kyle Trask. In my opinion, throughout this whole spring game, he looked pretty... It looked like the nerves got to him, which to me is a little concerning if you're looking for your number one quarterback, especially because there was an attendance of over 53,000 today in the Swamp, which is great, great numbers. But it is a spring game. There isn't much pressure, you know?
Yeah.
And I understand for someone who's been injured and hasn't been playing and hasn't really started in his career...
Never started.
Never, exactly. Not even in high school, to have those kind of nerves. But there were some nice moments from him. He did have some good passes. He's much bigger than people give him credit for.
Yeah, he was really tall. Yeah. He was tall. Like, I forgot how tall he was.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I think when Trask was on the field with his team, the offense just kind of looked, it just looked average, which is fine. I would love to have an average offense.
Yeah.
We haven't had that in a while, but I think that when Trask was on the field, it just seemed like nerves got to him. When he messed up on one throw, he would continue to mess up on more throws, which was in direct contrast with what several of the other QBs did, including Felipe Franks, who didn't seem to have an issue with confidence when he
at all.
Like when he was on the field, there was some lack of consistency on his part, but
there were moments that I saw with Franks that he would throw into double coverage. He would throw a little bit, he would overthrow some players, things like that. But I think the reason why I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think Franks is the starter in the first game of the season is because of what I saw from the players around him. I had the question, we both posed the question this past week, where we asked, who is going to show up and be the vocal leader of this football team? And on the offensive side, it was Felipe Franks. And on the defensive side, it was Chauncey Gardner.
Definitely.
And I think when we saw, also another positive to Felipe, we saw Felipe's legs work today.
Boy, he's got some
ran
wheels.
For like 65, 70 yards for a touchdown.
Two touchdowns.
Right, but he had the right. But I mean, yeah. I'm talking about the first one, which is the long running touchdown that he had. He scored. He was amped up. Not only were the fans behind him, but the entire team went out and celebrated with him. And then you saw Chauncey Gardner carry him on his back. I think that's just a tell sign where he's got the leader. He's the vocal leader of this team. And to me, it kind of feels like the players are rallying. Not that they don't rally around Kyle Trask, but I feel like he is a very, very, very present leader on this football team. And I think it's his team. I really do.
I agree. When he was out there, that was his team.
Mm-hmm.
So to clarify, when the blue team was out there and Trask was operating it, it felt like
Trask ran the blue team.
The blue offense, the blue team offense. When Felipe was out there, it felt like this was Felipe Frank's offense.
Uh-huh.
Like that was his team.
Mm-hmm.
And this might all be a little sentimental and it may not count for much, but I think he never seemed to lack confidence.
No.
Now, there wasn't as much consistency, I would say, when he plays, but the big plays came from him.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, he had... We've heard a long time that Trask can move. I didn't really see that from him. And granted, he didn't really ever break out and like decide to scramble or anything.
Right.
But
they didn't really help. The coaching staff didn't help him they didn't call plays.
That's true.
Like they called for Franks. They called more mobile running back plays for Franks, which to me kind of shows where Mullen is going with this.
Yeah.
Because we've seen his quarterbacks before, the Tebow, this Dak Prescott, this Nick Fitzgerald. We've seen what the best types of quarterbacks work with under his system. And he was calling those style of plays for Franks. And Trask was playing more of a hand the ball off, get out of the pocket, and throw the ball, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't see much, like, as far as designed runs, there weren't really any for quarterbacks other than read options.
Mm-hmm.
But Trask never really got any of those. Right. Maybe he did, and he just didn't keep them. But I think a telling sign to me was at the end of the second quarter, they have about a minute left, and Trask is supposed to lead the blue team on, like, a two-minute drill drive.
Yeah.
And he takes back-to-back sacks by Antonius Clayton.
Yes, which I think a lot of that is to do with Antonius Clayton, and I think a lot of that to do is with the offensive line.
That's true. I don't want to think too much into it.
Well, we were also going, before we started recording, we were going through Twitter, and it was kind of a consensus, not so much a consensus, but there was a lot of opinion that Trask had the better spring game. That it looked like,
I heard that. I kept hearing that.
Yeah, that it looked like Trask kind of proved himself more and rose his stock as compared to Felipe. Now, maybe different because we were in the stands.
Yes.
And we may not have seen as many things as the people in the press box. But, I mean,
I wouldn't agree.
I would have to disagree, yeah.
Yeah, I would say that.
We're going to go away from groupthink here.
We're going to be our own groupthink. But I would say that I think Felipe Franks is going to get this job.
Yeah.
And
So we're on the same page there.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page. I think Felipe Franks had the better day.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly, as it's over, it feels better.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that I don't think this team would be much worse off with Trask at quarterback.
Correct.
I feel like of the two, though, that Felipe Franks brings more to the table because I think he's more willing to use his legs. And mm-hmm. maybe his coaching staff was the one who called those plays more.
Mm-hmm.
So let's be fair for them. But he seems a bit more mobile, and he just seems like he's a bit more of a leader.
I agree.
Because we know last year, whenever he would throw an interception or he'd make a costly turnover, that would really start to get to him, and he wouldn't play as well after. So it's he didn't really make as many mistakes. It's keeping him confident.
His confidence
definitely inspires others around him.
Now let's go ahead and move on to the third quarterback that we're discussing, and that's freshman Emory Jones.
Yes.
Emory Jones had two plays to tight ends that
beautiful.
Had us drooling. Honestly,
beautiful.
Okay, so I went into this game thinking Franks or Trask, starter, backup, in whatever order, how it came out, how it played out. And then we would have Emory Jones redshirt, and then have Jake Allen take the third spot. I'm kind of changing my mind now. I really think that Emory Jones should not redshirt this coming year and just be the backup quarterback. I feel the things that he showed make me think getting second team reps week in and week out, getting backup quarterback reps in practice, and God forbid something happens to the starter, you know?
Yeah.
He'd have to be thrown into the fire. I think he can manage it. I think after the year afterwards, in his sophomore year,
mm-hmm.
I think he'll be the starting quarterback. I truly believe
that'll be interesting to see.
I truly believe there will be as much of a quarterback battle as we have right now. Next year's quarterback battle is going to be even crazier. Because if Frank stays, which he probably will, if Trask decides not to transfer, this is given that Franks is the starter.
Or opposite, yeah. If Trask is the starter.
Exactly. Given that there's no transfer.
If both of those
Jake
quarterbacks
Allen
stay.
Is still on the roster.
Yes.
Emory, maybe they recruit another quarterback. You never know, man. It's going to be a tough quarterback battle.
Yeah, I mean, I think Mullen wants that. He wants the competition.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But I think just from a personal opinion, I think that Mullen can get average quarterback play
mm-hmm.
out of Franks or Trask.
Right.
But I think that he can get average play, but he could get great play out of Emory. It's just that that's going to take time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I would agree that I don't think they're going to redshirt him.
No,
I don't think
so either.
Because he is the only quarterback. Like, Felipe's got legs, but Emory is the runner.
Yes.
And I'm very impressed with his passing ability today. He did throw the only interception of the group, but mm-hmm. it was off a tip.
Yeah. Not his fault. But he also got those running plays called just like Felipe did.
Yeah, and for like I feel like as him as a designed runner,
mm-hmm.
and then you do some play action deep passes off of the defense thinking that he's going to run,
mm-hmm.
I think that's very Tebow-esque, and that would help the offense.
Yeah.
So I think
maybe using him as the way we use Tebow his freshman
year. I think that's the way they're going to have to use him.
That's not a bad
because
idea.
Because
I didn't think of that.
Because he adds another element to the offense, and I think he'd be able to do that
mm-hmm.
where Jake Allen or Trask doesn't, that's the reason I think that he's going to see time.
Okay.
And I think, I mean, otherwise they might redshirt him. Dan Mullen likes to redshirt his quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he offers a different skill set, and he's a little too talented to keep off the field.
I agree.
I'm excited for his future because we knew he was a good runner,
mm-hmm.
but we weren't sure how polished a passer he was.
Watching him in person, his first pass was a wide open slant route to the tight end that our tight end dropped.
Yeah.
So it wasn't his fault. He put it right on the money. When that happened, I said, okay, we got a player.
Emery was the only one who was able to really, like, really significantly attack with the tight ends.
Yes.
He targeted them specifically. Granted, Felipe and Trask didn't really, and Jake Allen didn't get as many of those targets as far as I could tell. But it was very evident that with Emery, the tight end was, like, a focus for him.
Right. Okay, so that's our quarterback discussion.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm excited for...
I think...
I'm very interested to see fall camp, to see exactly how... I'm going to be following closely from South Carolina, and we'll be texting back and forth. We will be finding a way. We'll talk about this when the season comes.
I'm excited closer. Because I feel like Hamlin can win with any of these quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be figuring out which one he can get the most out of.
Yeah, I agree. Cool. So that's the quarterback discussion. Tyler and I both believe, to recap that, we both believe that Franks will be the starter in the fall, and we hope Emery is the backup.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And if Trask proves us wrong, he proves us wrong.
And he proves us wrong, yeah. Please prove us wrong.
Please prove us wrong.
Oh, we didn't really talk about Jake Allen much, but honestly, there's not much to talk about. He didn't really show us anything.
It was a mad day.
Yeah, just a mad day.
He's not a perfect fit for the system.
He's not a fit for the system, and he's not in that tier of the upper tier of quarterbacks. We kind of have like three really good quarterbacks, and then Jake Allen, which is just a decent fit for the system. But not a knock on his talent, just the way he fits. Moving into running backs.
Yes.
Malik Davis was ruled out this morning. Mm-hmm. We did not see...
So was Ardarius.
So was Lemons. We did not see my boy Malik play. We did not see Lemons play. But we did see Jordan... The return. Return of the Mac! Of Jordan Scarlett. And then we saw LaMichael Perine bully defenses. Bully them.
Those two looked amazing.
They looked outstanding. Outstanding. Scarlett, I'm telling you... He had, what did I tell you? He had a run, his like first or second touch, he had a long run, and I looked over, Tyler and I sat probably about 20 feet from each other, and I looked over at you, and you looked at me, and I just put my hands up, and I said, I told you.
Yeah,
I told
you,
dude. I told you, he looks fresh. He does. He looks like he can run for days.
I will say that one thing that he did struggle with a little bit was his footing. He did lose.
He slipped a few times.
That's something I think that he just hasn't been able to play in a long time.
Yeah.
So I think he'll fix that.
Yeah, I think that comes back. It's like riding a bike with him.
Those two looked fantastic.
They looked great.
Perine had like five touches, but he was effective on each one of them.
Exactly. And the thing is, what we were looking to see, at least what the biggest question mark from the running backs to me going into this was, how does Malik Davis look? Which that question is not answered because he did not play. How does Jordan Scarlett look? I think he answered that question very well, simply because we just hadn't seen him play, not on his talent. And then my last question was Perine, to see, like, okay, is he consistent, whatever. Yeah, I think he answered that question pretty well. Mm-hmm. There's not much else to say about the running backs. Like we said earlier in the week, a staple. It looks like it's going to be a staple.
The two freshmen look good, but they're freshmen. I'm not sure, like, they're going to see playing time, but it's mostly going to be special teams and a couple of mop-up duties. There's just too many running backs in this running back
There's
room.
Too many good running backs.
They'll have their time, because what's probably going to happen is both Perine and Scarlett are going to be gone after this year.
Probably Perine and Scarlett, which leaves Davis and Lemons.
And then you would have the three and the four to go to the freshmen. I mean, the two freshmen.
It's a great system we have right now.
Mm-hmm. And with the way Mullen works, it's going to work.
Yeah.
The offense, good. I will say the offensive scheme was pretty vanilla today.
Yeah, let's wrap up on the offense with more. So wide receivers, tight ends, scheme, what did you think?
Wide receivers, I think Grimes and Jefferson look good.
Grimes
looks good.
Not only was his route running well, not only was did he go up and get some balls today, but... presentation matters, and he looked. If I'm a defensive back, I don't want to go up against him.
Yeah,
he did the thing where he tucked in his jersey into his shoulder pads, and honestly, I've never been more intimidated in my life. I swear, he has the explosiveness. He has the explosiveness of OBJ off the line.
Okay, let's.
No. I'm not saying he's Odell Beckham, because Odell has a lot of other factors to his game. But I'm just saying
off the line,
he's explosive, just as explosive.
I'm excited for him, because I think if both at least one of them, I think,
you already told me to calm down.
Like, one of them has to be eligible. If both of them are, like, you know how both of them are, we're still not sure.
The question mark?
Yeah. I need at least one of them to be eligible. Yeah. Jefferson or Grimes.
I think it's Grimes.
I think Grimes has a higher chance of being eligible.
Yes.
And I'm excited for him. Mm-hmm. But, like, if everyone, just, I feel the same way I felt last year. If everyone is available, this wide receiver core is dangerous.
Yeah. One of the best in the country, I think.
I think that the
led by Tyree Cleveland, who we didn't see much today, but I think it doesn't really matter.
I don't think he had much to prove.
That's the thing. It doesn't matter. It was him.
He had a great catch down the sideline.
Yeah, he did.
From Trask, just getting
his
feet down.
Which is a great throw by Trask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So scheme wise,
it was pretty vanilla as far as, like, mm-hmm. they did try to run a trick play that Ja'Kai Polite was having none of.
Yeah, at
he
all.
He blew that up.
Tony said, oh my God, no, I'm done. Tried to do the thing where he swerved around and then threw it away and didn't work out.
But I just love seeing the offense. It just looks
it
like
was it was nice to see points on the board.
Yeah. It works.
Yeah.
The vanilla version works. It's mm-hmm. get the ball to the athletes in space.
Yep.
And let them run with it. It's just it's
design space for them.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
And I think that there's gonna be kinks and bumps and bruises and all that stuff. But I like the scheme so much more mm-hmm. than what we've had the last couple of years. It looks fun. It looks like it's engineered to score a lot of points.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to run the ball a lot this year because I think that's what we're going
to
be good at.
Yeah. Well, we talked about how Hamolin likes to do the spread to run.
And so. I think just as vanilla, I think it works. Mm-hmm. But there's going to be more. There's going to be two back sets. There's going to be trick plays. There's going to be different. There's going to be screens that we didn't see. Mm-hmm. Like, all these things that were not used today that he usually does. I'm very excited for the offense. I think, as far from a scheme perspective, I think it could be really good.
Mm-hmm.
We still have to see how the personnel matches up with that. And a lot of that is the quarterback, which we think, as we've stated, we think that'll be Franks. Let's hope that Mullen can make it. Like, I think that this year we can at least be average at offense.
Yeah. I think so too.
I think we have.
The remember, players. these aren't all Mullins guys. Yeah. Yet, so we got
to
see that.
On the offense that it's hard to evaluate, so I'm not going to talk much about it. The O line are all broken up into different.
Yeah.
Because of the way
we
couldn't
get a good read. Yeah. Because of the way the spring game was set up, we couldn't get a good O-line, read on the line.
The O lines were not working in their units mm-hmm. that they're usually used to, and so much of being an offensive lineman is chemistry.
Yeah.
And teamwork. Within your unit.
Mm-hmm.
So for that very reason, I just think it's hard to evaluate. That's still going to be, I think that's honestly more than the quarterback. I think that's going to make or break the offense.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree.
That's all I have for offense.
So we spent most of the time on the offense, rightly so. Defense. What about defensive side? I don't have much to say.
Not
because
me either.
our defensive backs played well. Again, Chauncey was a vocal leader on that defense. Mm-hmm. Chauncey was vocal on that defense.
Marco Wilson and CJ Henderson are the two best cornerbacks in the state.
There's no way I can disagree with that. And they're both probably top five in the SEC, but that's a whole other question.
I don't have a list in front of me.
But I know. But like the thing is, just off of seeing what I saw today again, there's no way that can't. I
even
can't
when the defense
the
was
five.
Broken into two different teams, I still felt like it was like even though there were a lot of points scored in this game,
mm-hmm.
I still felt like the defense. It was having its way with the offense a couple times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially
the
D-line.
And we talked about how it was 35-30 and there were points in this game. But the first quarter ended, I think, 7-3.
Yeah, the first quarter was
with a missed field goal.
Yeah.
So, I don't have much to say about the defense. Antonius Clayton,
it's going
to
be good.
It's going to be good. There's no worries there.
I think the defensive line is going to be good. The secondary is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Still got to see what the linebackers are like. I think that
Joseph had a great day today.
The
there
linebackers,
were a few plays that I was like, who in the world? Okay, of course.
The linebackers will be great at stopping the run. I can tell you that right now.
Because mm-hmm.
they know how to get north-south fast.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to see how they cover.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that – I'm going to have to go back and rewatch it a little bit more closely.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see anything alarming or, you know, confidence-inspiring today in that department. I couldn't really evaluate it. Like we said, there were a couple of times that the tight ends were streaking downfield when Emery was on
mm-hmm.
on the team. That was a little concerning. But other than that, the defense looks good. I couldn't tell. I mean, it's very aggressive. Mm-hmm. It's extreme, and that's how Todd Grantham operates. His three-word motto is fast, physical, aggressive.
Yep.
All three of those things happened today, even when the defense was split up. So I feel like it's going to be good.
I agree. Last facet of the game, special teams. Excuse me. Before we continue any further, I'd like to formally announce that we are now changing Sideline Judgment's format to be a Townsend Family fan podcast.
Yes.
Because I don't know what the Townsend parents did, but they produced not one, but two All-American punters.
True.
Tyler!
Yes.
Remember when I said who's going to replace Johnny?
It's his brother.
It's his brother!
Tommy Townsend.
Tommy Townsend.
Had a monster punt.
No offense. And no offense. He's got the cooler name.
Yeah.
Tommy Townsend?
Yeah.
Come on.
It's alliteration. Like, he had the monster punt. Then after it, he had...
The Fortnite! The bow and arrow celebration!
And then, you didn't even see that? He came over after another punt, and he was fake high-fiving people. And then he was doing dances on the sideline in front of the special teamers.
And the greatest...
He's got the headband.
That's it. That right there. He's got a headband. He wore an orange Nike headband.
That man is dripping with swag.
This man... Oh, my gosh. If Migos needs a fourth member, they know who to call. They know who to call.
A white fourth member.
Yes. They know who to call.
Oh. Well, it's good to see that our punting is not going to...
Exactly, yeah. So, not even remotely worried. And it was funny because we were all like, all right, this is his brother. Let's see how he does. Boom. And everyone goes, whoa, okay.
I was so happy.
Okay. Man, he looked great. Seriously. He looked great. Kicking game.
Eh.
I mean, it's no Eddie.
It's hard to evaluate.
Like, you can't replace Adobo with
Publix brand seasoning.
Don't sleep on Publix. Publix has its own sabor restaurants. Don't sleep. You cannot replace adobo with Basari.
Okay.
All you cookers out, chefs out there, you know what I'm talking about. You can't replace adobo with Basari, but you can try to concoct some kind of homemade seasoning to get pretty close to adobo. It's not going to be adobo, but it's not going to be bad.
Yeah, which I feel like...
Which is our kicking game right now.
It's not bad.
Eddie was the adobo.
Yeah. It's just there's nothing special
about
it.
There's nothing special. But you know what? Just like one thing, as much as we criticize McElwain and as much as we're happy that we have Mullen now, one thing I did like about McElwain was his no-nonsense approach to kicking. He was like, it's not hard. You line it up, kick it, and it goes through the uprights.
Yeah.
That's really all you can do. And that's kind of what we got today. It's just we didn't have the whole, like, whoa, did you know Eddie could hit a 58-yarder? Whoa, did you know that?
Yeah,
you know
I mean, that's the only thing. Like, it's really, honestly, the kicking wasn't any different from when Eddie was here other than we were, because of Eddie, mm-hmm. there was this other element of excitement.
Saying, like, oh, my God, we need...
He could get 50-yarder. He's a social media legend.
And like, because the offense wasn't...
Good.
We needed to depend on Eddie.
Yeah.
You know?
Which, I mean, well, I'm not worried about our kicking situation.
Neither am I. Also, it was hard to judge today because it was...
There's no offensive lineman, there's no defense on the punting.
It was a drill. It was a kicking drill.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, that's offense, defense, special teams. Anything else? Oh, just want to say, the atmosphere. Today felt like there was optimism in the air.
Yeah.
There was this energy of excitement. There was this energy of Florida football's coming back to what it's supposed to be, you know?
I think more teams should do a draft format because it made it feel like in a weird way, we don't have these in college football, but like it made it feel like in a weird way it was like a college football preseason game.
Yeah.
It was like all this team is just trying to figure out what it is and figure out who they have at the end, like, but there's actual competition. Like mm-hmm. the orange team is trying to beat the blue team.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a way that's what kept it a little bit interesting. And mm-hmm. great turnout by the fans. The atmosphere was great.
53,000 people there today.
That was great. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was a great numbers, great turnout. And honestly, Dan Mullen, and I told you this earlier, Dan Mullen is the Dark Knight. He is not the coach that we wanted, but he is definitely the coach that we deserve. And we needed it. We needed it. And he went up. We waited. He went up to the band after to thank the band. Mm-hmm. We were in line at halftime getting drinks. And on the TV, they were showing. He was
He didn't go to the locker room at halftime.
He was emceeing, like, picnic games. A skills games.
Competition, yeah.
Yeah, and with for the students, fans. Yeah, like, with students, it was great.
I mean, I think that overall, like, the reason I don't want to take too much from the spring game other than general things, but, right. like, one thing I can take is that they did it right. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. And I had a blast, even though it was hot.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a very good time.
And fans got excited. And Mullen didn't need to go into the halftime. Didn't need to go to the locker room at halftime. What was he going to tell them?
Yeah.
Like, so, I mean, it's just, everybody was excited. It gets your fan base excited for the entire fall.
Mm-hmm.
There's less to worry about, and I think that's amazing.
Yeah, I thought it was a great time. I think, like you said, not to take too much in the spring game, but the biggest and most important thing to take is the atmosphere and how much fun it was and how much a good time we had. Tyler, do you have anything else to say for this bonus episode?
I mean, I have a question, but I feel like it's a question that you want to ask me.
Tyler, I only have one question to ask you.
What is your question, Sergio?
When's the Natty?
I mean, I don't know, but...
We're going.
We
are definitely going.
That's how it feels. That's how the atmosphere feels right
now.
No,
seriously, it's a championship environment. It feels like Mullen has this team in the right direction. And honestly, it feels like, and this is too early to say because this is literally one spring game he's been in charge of. If Mullen ends up as the next Spurrier, I'm not mad.
Why would you be mad about that?
No, but I mean, not that I'm not mad, but if Mullen ends up as the next Spurrier, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, you wouldn't be. Okay, that's better.
Yeah, that's a better way of putting it. You know?
Yeah. All right. I agree.
Is that it? Anything else?
That's it for me.
That's all I got. It was a great time. We'll be back next week. We'll be talking. We don't know what. I know for a fact I want to talk a little bit about the NBA playoffs.
We'll get to
which start today on Saturday. But April 14th is when we're recording this. Tyler, it feels like we're back.
Oh, really?
It feels like we're back, yeah.
Okay.
Feels like we're back. No, seriously.
It does.
I mean, us as fans. It feels like we're back.
That felt like a championship environment.
Yeah.
It feels like we're back.
It was fun. It was fun. That's the most important thing to take from me.
Yeah, that was...
It was fun.
It has... Yeah.
Exactly. All right, everyone. My name is Sergio.
My name is Tyler.
You've been listening to Sideline Judgment. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Remember, you got to listen to us on iTunes now.
Yeah, got to listen to us on iTunes.
Can't get our new content on SoundCloud. Got to get us on iTunes. Tyler, we are not biased.
No, we're not.
But go Gators.